right? Why doesn't the tree have access to Wi-Fi?
Why?
Because it can't log in. I died when I heard that the first time.
That's enough for me.
Welcome back to Qualified-ish, the bi-weekly podcast that talks all about movies and TV shows created by qualified creators but hosted by an unqualified lover of film. I am your host, Kira Menez. This week, I am joined by my friend and soon-to-be brother-in-law, Elias Machul. Elias is currently studying at Nova Southeastern University Osteopathic Medicine in Florida. He is a lover of Batman films and has always been intrigued by the Joker. And today, we are here to discuss the complexity of that character and the many performances we've seen to date. All right, well, thank you, Elias, for joining me today on the second episode. I'm really excited to discuss the Joker.
Thanks for having me, Kira. Excited to be here.
Yeah, of course. So the first question I have for you is, what is your favorite TV show to date?
To date? I mean, it really does depend on the genre, but the first thing that comes to mind, honestly, is SpongeBob SquarePants. I mean, I grew up watching that, and there's so many quotes that I recite here and there, and I just love it.
That is so true. It is a classic. What about your favorite movie?
So that's also the same issue. I mean, it's like, is it a comedy or like a superhero movie? I think the first thing that comes to mind would be The Dark Knight. I've just been like a huge Batman fan. I mean, we're talking about the Joker today, and The Dark Knight really is one of my favorite movies. It's one of those movies where I've noticed that it doesn't matter what I'm doing. If that's playing on the TV, I'll stop whatever it is that I'm doing just to watch the movie.
Oftentimes I'll watch something and be like, oh, I really wish like I came up with this idea, or like, I'll be like, that's so creative. So do you have one of those like projects that you've watched that you're like, wow, I wish I had that idea, or like, I wish I created that movie or TV show?
I think one of the most successful movie series would be the Avengers, anything Marvel, really. I mean, I think they just did such a great job, and I don't know a single person that doesn't like any of the Marvel movies. And they just did a fantastic job in bringing people of all ages to actually enjoy the movie. Even if you don't really understand what's going on, it's still something enjoyable to watch. And that's something that I wish that I created one time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally universal. Definitely a good one. And they will forever make money and be popular. So totally understand that. And now getting into a little bit of what we're talking about today, which is the Joker. So we're going to be talking today about the several performances there are and just the character itself. So starting out, you know, the Joker is a villain, an antagonist. So what do you think makes a convincing villain? We can see a lot of them in films and TV shows even, but there's a difference between, in my opinion, about the Joker and many other villains. So what do you think?
Yeah, I think what makes a really good villain in a movie or a TV show is if I want to root for them in the end. And I think along the movie, if I find myself, you know, advocating for them or wanting them to win in the end, I think that's what makes a really good villain. They don't have to be the most menacing or the scariest of villains. If they have me on their side from the beginning of the movie, or at least along the way, and then in the end, if I want them to win, I think that's what makes them really a good villain, because it's relatable, I guess, in a weird way.
Oh, absolutely. And that is so true. I was going to say also, I feel like a good villain is someone who is like almost ambiguous. Like, you don't really know what they're thinking, but you can see through their actions that they're really determined. And I think that we can see that with especially like in The Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter. I feel like he's a great villain because he is just super convoluted. I mean we see him talking to Clarice in The Silence of the Lambs, and you're like, what the hell's going on in his mind, you know? So that's like one of my favorite villains, and the Joker too, but like, I feel like they do a really good job in The Silence of the Lambs giving that ambiguity. And making sure that he has a story that we almost don't know, but we can see through his actions.
Yeah, I actually think they're pretty similar, Hannibal and some of the the people who have portrayed the Joker, just if they're kind of psychotic in a sense, but also make sense in what they're saying.
Yeah.
I think that it's pretty similar that way. I mean, they just try to get into your heads, and what they say isn't completely wrong. It's just kind of a weird way of thinking of things. And if they get in your head, I think that's what makes them so great as villains.
Yeah. And what particularly draws you to the Joker? Like, why do you think he's a great character?
It really does depend on the portrayal. I mean, I've seen clips of the comic book version of the Joker in some of the animated series early on, even in like the Lego movies, I've seen the Joker being played. And that idea of the Joker being a clown wasn't always what like fascinated me or drawn me towards the character, but it's really the idea that he's just so like chaotic and psychotic in a way where he wants to see bad things happen, but almost for good reasons. I don't want to call them good reasons, but you can kind of relate to them. And I think that's what makes the Joker so great in some of those films.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I personally don't like clowns, but I don't really see him as a, like, I don't really see him as a clown villain. Like, yeah. I was watching clips yesterday and I was like, I kind of forgot for a minute that he's like a clown. I just see him like as like a psychopath.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's completely different than like Pennywise. I don't know if you've seen those movies with Pennywise.
Yes, I have.
Like It, the movie. And mm-hmm. I see that as a clown, but the Joker, I never really saw, or I didn't really think of him as a clown character, even though, I mean, that's who he is. He is a clown.
Yeah, and I think part of the reason is like, we see Pennywise, he's fully dressed like a clown, and they refer to him as a clown, and I think they do that with the Joker a little bit, like they refer to him as a clown, but not necessarily his outfits. I mean, in every performance, although the performances are different, the outfits are just like, he just looks like a messed up like businessman with like the same color. The same colors, but like not a clown outfit. So right. Yeah, I always thought that was interesting. And I also was watching interviews about the directors who created the movies that influenced each other in terms of the Joker performances. And one of the things that I learned is that the motives of the Joker are just super, like, you don't really know. So do you have any opinion about that? Like, do you think the Joker has motives, or do you think they're undistinguished?
I've always thought the Joker's plans to be sort of to bring out the bad side to normal human beings, to even people who are considered to be good in society, and to show that really anybody, that somebody who's probably a really good person, or at least we see as a role model, can be converted into something completely evil. And I think his goal is to actually show that there's a bad side to humanity in everybody that we see on a daily basis.
I think that's what's so interesting about the latest Joker movie, is because it mainly focuses about society. The other ones, they kind of have underlying meanings about society, but I think the newer one gives us a different perspective about it, which is interesting. And that being said, I mean, does the director or like the quality of the film affect how you see the Joker? Like, is the Joker more effective because of the quality of the film, do you think?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think it's more towards the director. Like, the movie itself could be kind of a bad movie. It doesn't have to be a really good movie in order for the Joker to be portrayed well in that film. But I think the actor who is portraying the Joker, and if they have kind of free rein in terms of what they do with that character, that really determines who portrays the Joker effectively or not. So, I mean, you know, you think of Jared Leto, for example. Jared Leto is a really good actor. And I've always really liked Jared Leto in previous films. I mean, I've watched pretty old films of his, Requiem for a Dream. I thought he was really good in that movie. He's just really good. And Jared Leto is a really good actor. I think in terms of Suicide Squad, I had super high hopes when that first came out. But it was also that same film where I think it was the first time I wanted to walk out of a movie theater. And I don't think it's necessarily his fault entirely, because I think he was told to portray the Joker in a certain way that he didn't really have free rein. And I've heard in through some of the news articles that I read about the movie that he didn't really have all of his clips end up in the final cut of the movie. So I feel like there's a lot to the movie that we haven't seen in terms of how he played the Joker. And I think he could have done a really good job. I just think he was sort of restrained with what he could do.
Yeah, that's totally right. And I honestly wasn't thinking about that. I didn't really research about how Jared Leto portrayed his Joker because I hated it. Yeah. I remember when the picture came out, because like every time there's like a new character, like the picture would come out and everyone would just talk about it. And I just remember everyone being so like disappointed and also confused. Like we didn't want to say it was going to be bad, but we didn't want to say it was going to be good either, because it just looked like a pimp. And I was like, that's just not, it just, I don't know. And I really like Jared Leto too. I think he's brilliant in Requiem for a Dream and what's it called? Dallas Buyers Club. I don't know if you've seen mm-hmm. that. So good.
Yeah, Dallas Buyers. I actually saw that not too long ago.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Yeah, me
for
too.
The second time. It is really good.
Yeah. And it's just like really disappointing. And you'll see when my new episode comes out with Danny, but I was talking to him about this, about how the film industry, like they're notorious for kind of just holding back creators. So that's definitely mm-hmm. something that we should see change, because I know that other performances, they were given more free rein. So now that we're talking about performances, let's just discuss the ones that we know and like what we think about them and if there's any cool facts we know. So now we're talking about Jared Leto. That's what we know about him. Suicide Squad, I personally didn't like it. I know you didn't like it either. I was really disappointed. There was nothing really remarkable about his performance. I liked Harley Quinn, but that's like a different character. And
yeah. Margot Robbie did well with her.
Yeah, she did. So let's talk about your Gotham character. I don't know anything about this dude, but I know you want to talk about him. So tell me.
Yeah, Cameron. Have you seen the series?
So I've never seen Gotham, but I've seen clips.
So I've seen the first few seasons of Gotham.
Okay.
And what I learned recently about Gotham in terms of the Joker character is that I don't think they were actually allowed to use the character Joker in the series. They were never allowed to actually use the name the Joker. And I think that's part of the reason why it was so good. It's because they had that free rein to do whatever they want, to sort of hint at this character being the Joker, but not actually confirming that he is the Joker. And a part of that is also because the series takes place before Bruce Wayne becomes Batman. So it wouldn't make sense for there to be a Joker if there was no Batman already, because the age difference is just weird. So in the series, there's this one character, his name is Jerome, and he's sort of hinted at the idea of being the Joker. And in the first few seasons, he does just a phenomenal job, because he's as psychotic as I would want the Joker to be, and as as crazy as Heath Ledger's Joker in terms of what he could do just as a villain in general. But what's weird about this show is that there are multiple people playing the Joker. It's kind of weird. So basically, spoiler warning, for those who want to watch Gotham who haven't seen it yet, there's this character named Jerome. And Jerome is the son of a circus family or whatever it was. And he ends up being somebody who you think would be the Joker. And he plays one side of the Joker, the crazy, psychotic half of the Joker, who carves his face off and staples it back shut, and he's just psychotic and he has a crazy laugh. And the reason why I love this form of the Joker is because of honestly just how psychotic it is. There was one scene I remember where he is disguised as one of the police officers, and him and his henchmen, who are also disguised as police officers, go into the police department. And they basically kill every cop and the new commissioner in that scene. And at the end of that scene, they broadcast it on the live news. And they show Jerome as he's being filmed on the camera. Now, I don't know what it is, but I've always loved those types of scenes where it goes to black and white as if you're filming with an old school video recorder. and you see the Joker acting like filming himself in those scenes. I don't know if you've seen anything like that, but that is just always kind of gave me goosebumps, and I've always loved that type of stuff when I see Joker portrayals. So there's Jerome, and he's one half of the Joker. In seasons later on, you find out that he's actually a twin, and his twin brother is named Jeremiah, and Jeremiah ends up playing the other half of the Joker, who's more of the calm and collected Joker who plans everything out and who's sort of diabolical, like the evil genius type of Joker, and it's really weird. And then later on, in a later season, he falls into that the acid, just like in the comics, and then that's when he really becomes the combined form of those two Jokers, Jerome and Jeremiah. He becomes the combination of the two, which honestly was just terrible, but the idea was there. The point that I'm trying to say is that the beginning version with Jerome in the first few seasons, he was an amazing Joker. And I think I can almost confidently say that he might be my favorite version of the Joker.
Okay. And I think that's really cool, because I didn't know that they couldn't basically like call him the Joker, even though I realized, like, I was looking up clips of him yesterday and it wasn't coming up as a Joker. It was like these two names, and I was like super confused, because why are there two people playing the Joker? But it was the same dude. So that makes more sense. And I also saw the clip where he like goes into the acid. I see where the issue is, but I think his overall look is really impressive. And I think there's a clip where he's like saying like, oh, you can call me the Joker, when he first like transforms or something. And that was really cool. And I think he does a good job, and I think his laugh is pretty cool. And I like more than Jared Leto's Joker, that his outfit is just like pretty cool. I didn't expect it to be that good, because it's like a TV show. But I was kind of impressed by that. Let's talk about Jack Nicholson. What are your thoughts?
To be honest, I haven't seen that one.
Okay.
I've seen clips. And I know that everybody loves his version of the Joker. I mean, that's just everyone that's older than me who grew up with that film have always said that he's the best Joker. And I've seen some clips, and I could see it. I mean, Jack Nicholson is just an amazing actor. I love Jack Nicholson in so many different movies. And I wish I could see that movie. I probably will at some point. But from the clips that I've seen, he's more of the mobster type of the Joker, which is probably great. I've always seen the Joker as more of a like an anarchist and not so much of a mobster. So I think it's a different taste. And I'm sure he did a phenomenal job. I just haven't seen much of it. And I know that he does play more of a mobster, like a gangster type. And I think that's what the Joker identified as earlier on in his portrayals. And I think he did a really good job from the clips that I've seen, but I can't really say too much about it.
I feel the same way. I think it's one of those performances where, because we're like younger, you can kind of, at least for me, I can see his performance in the more recent ones. I can see like just like the way they talk and stuff, I feel like is super influenced by him, at least from what I've seen in the movie. But I also think that, so that movie, Batman, was directed by Tim Burton. And I think that just in general, what I've seen from that movie is that it's super ahead of its time. It's super grim looking, and it's super dark, and it doesn't look too tacky. Like, I didn't think that his outfit was too like over the top or anything, and I didn't think that his performance was like out of hand. I actually read that sometimes they would film Jack Nicholson without telling him. So I thought that was a cool thing. And I also think that overall he had a good influence on the rest of the performances, even though I think they're very individualistic. I think that's a good sign about his performance. But yeah, it's not my favorite. And actually, I think that Mark Hamill's performance was more interesting, which is kind of weird to say, because it's an animated form of the Joker. But I think that his laugh is probably the best one. out of all of them, in my opinion. It's insane. Yeah. And also, I heard that for his performance, he was the only actor that was standing up when he was performing, even though it's animated. I just thought it was really impressive. So what do you think about Mark Hamill?
Mark Hamill's voice is just amazing. I mean, when I hear his voice, I think automatically he's the Joker. And I don't know if you know this, actually, but there are some Arkham video games, like the Batman video games. And I played those video games. And in between, throughout the video game, there are short clips that are like animated. And he actually voices a few of those games. And
yeah, so I saw that when I looked it up, and it's like the same. It's super cool, and I think it's really impressive for a video game too.
It really is amazing. I mean, I love those video games. I mean, just because, not only because I'm a Batman fan, but I mean, playing the game is actually really fun, and watching the movie clips is like watching a movie itself. And yeah. Mark Hamill's version in those movie clips is just phenomenal. I mean, it goes back to that whole idea of the villain getting into your head. There's, I think one of the newest ones is called Arkham Knight. In that video game, he's also the Joker. He plays the voice of the Joker. And throughout that movie, the Joker is supposedly, okay, this is a spoiler alert also for those who haven't played the game, but he's dead. But throughout the game, he pops up in different areas as sort of like a ghost version of the Joker. And he's in the imagination, because during the game, you're in the perspective of Batman. So it's like the Joker is in your head the entire time. And it's just so psychotic. So that goes back to what I was saying earlier about what makes a good villain, is somebody that really does get in your head. And I think Mark Hamill does a good job with his voice alone to do that.
I honestly think, in my opinion, that it's better than Jack Nicholson's. At least I think his voice is really convincing. And I think it's super impressive that even like in the video game, it's impactful. So that's really cool.
Well, with Jack Nicholson, I mean, when I see Jack Nicholson in other movies, I just see him as the Joker, even though I haven't seen the movie
where
was the Joker. He just, in real life, I feel like he is a real life Joker. I don't know what it is, but like with The Shining, he just seems like a Joker to me, like in real life, no matter what character he really plays.
Yeah, so I was watching clips of Jack Nicholson in Batman, and I was like, it's so weird because I'm pretty sure if I had seen it before I watched The Shining, I would have seen more influence from Batman, which is so weird because you like even just like his expressions, like, you know, the part in The Shining where he just like looks at the camera and he smiles. I'm like, oh, that is so Joker-esque, but
creepy.
I didn't realize
he's a
that.
Guy.
Yeah, he is a creepy guy, and all his performances are super, super impactful.
I agree.
Yeah, he's a great actor. So let's talk about The Dark Knight. So Heath Ledger, what are your thoughts?
It's one of my favorite movies ever. I'm going to say this. One of the reasons why I don't like Heath Ledger's Batman, and there's very little not to like about
you
Heath
don't Ledger. Like?
There's very little to say that I don't like about Heath Ledger's. I love Heath Ledger's Joker. I love
okay.
it. What I don't like about Heath Ledger's Joker, and along with some of the other Joker portrayals, is that we're placed in the middle of the story where Joker is Joker and we don't know why he's the Joker. And I know that Joker isn't supposed to have an origin story, but I love with the recent Joker with Joaquin Phoenix is that we see him becoming the Joker, even though we don't truly know the origin of it. That's one of the little things that I didn't like so much about Heath Ledger's Joker or a lot of the other Jokers. But Heath Ledger and his portrayal of the Joker and his performance there still gives me goosebumps. And I love every single scene that Heath Ledger did. I mean, he was the reason why the movie was so great. It wasn't because of Christian Bale's Batman.
Totally agree.
I mean, Alfred is just a great character in that movie. Everybody there is amazing. But Heath Ledger made that movie, and I don't think anyone really could debate that. But I used to think that he was the best Joker until I saw some of the other portrayals. And I want to put him up there as my favorite, but I don't think I can.
Mm-hmm. So He's also like one of my favorites. I mean, how can he not be? I feel like out of all of them, I think that I just totally forget it's Heath Ledger. I've seen his other movies and he's great, but I think his performance is so good that I forget that he's like a real person in real life. Like he acts in different movies. That's how good I think he is. But it is my favorite. It is my favorite, but I just think that after watching other performances, it just puts things into perspective almost. It's not like it's not my favorite, but I just understand that it's not like the very best thing I've ever seen. Like I look at the other performances and I'm like, oh, like, you know, I see what he took from Nicholson, and I see where Leto took from Hamill, like in The Laugh and stuff like that. Like you see that they all kind of leech off each other and they're all good in their own ways. But I feel like what's different is that Heath Ledger, I just feel like if I were in the same room as all the Jokers, I would probably be so terrified the most of Heath Ledger's Joker. I think he's terrifying.
Oh, yeah, he definitely is terrifying. He is the most terrifying.
100%. He is so terrifying.
And that's why I still get goosebumps just watching those scenes. I've seen the movie maybe 100 times. So I do really like Heath Ledger's version of the Joker. I'm sure everybody does.
Yeah.
And I think, so it's interesting that you were saying how all the other Jokers took from him. And I think that's true. I do agree with that, because Heath Ledger did come out before Jared Leto, before the character in Gotham, before Joaquin Phoenix. And I think they all borrowed personalities from Heath Ledger's Joker. And I think also that was the first Joker portrayal that I've seen that's chaotic and not as like mob-like, even though he was a little bit more like a gangster in that film too. He has like a little touch of it. But he really did want to see chaos, and he wanted to see society burn. And he had, like, it's back to what I was saying earlier. If he gets into your head, and if you want to root for him, then I think that's what makes a really good villain. And I think this is the first time that I saw that in a villain, is with Heath Ledger.
Yeah, and I just remember when that movie came out. I was pretty young, but I remember everyone, like, going to watch it. And just like being so floored by it. And
it was traumatizing.
It was traumatizing. And I think that's like a great sign of, first of all, a good movie, but also a great performance. And I think what really makes it is, like, we always talk about those like famous lines in The Dark Knight. So I think what really makes him a good Joker is also the screenplay. I think the screenplay in that movie is so good. And, you know, people are always quoting it, and I think it's the most, like, quotable, at least for me, out of all the Jokers. Like, I mean, I hear a couple lines from the other ones, but definitely not as much as Heath Ledger.
Yeah, no, not as much at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's so many scenes where I'm like, I agree with you. Like, I see where you're coming from. I understand why you think this way. And it's just, it's insane to me. It really is insane to me. There's the one scene where they had the criminals on one boat and then the citizens on the other boat.
Yep.
And they put each other to the test. I mean, he put them to the test. He said, I mean, you're going to have to blow up somebody, and it's up to you guys. And it's, well, okay. I mean, this is kind of like what society is like. And it really is up to everyone else to make these decisions. And he's just sort of the person that is instigating all of this and just bringing it to light. He's not doing anything new. He's not making these people different than what they already are. He's just saying, this is in you, and you just need a little lighter to light you up a little bit so that you can, you know, do those bad things that you have inside you already. And I think that's just insane to me. I love it.
And then the most recent performance is Joaquin Phoenix in Joker, directed by Todd Phillips. And I think that perfectly ties into what you were saying about society, but it's a different take. I think it's a completely different take than The Dark Knight. So what do you think about that?
I really, really enjoyed watching that movie. I really liked Joaquin Phoenix in that movie. And Joaquin Phoenix is a great actor too. And the movie itself was okay. But I think his portrayal was really good too. And it's because of the storyline, honestly. and the way that he acted out. And it was more artistic in a way, with all the music playing and that transformation scene where he, you know, spoiler alert, where he kills those people in the subway, and he runs away and he locks himself in that bathroom and he transforms as if he's becoming this butterfly, which is sort of meaning that he's transforming from his character into the Joker. And it is really artistic there. And that's something that I really liked about the movie as well, is that, you know, we see him slowly becoming the Joker. And that's what I've always wanted to see. And I don't think I've seen that anywhere else in any of the other Joker movies.
Yeah, and what's kind of interesting is that you said earlier that you really like the idea that there are origin stories portrayed. Like, you understand what's going on in his mind. You understand how he became how he is. But I kind of like the opposite. I like that it's, you know, like there's this unwritten story that we don't know, that we can make up in our head, that based on their actions in the movie, we can guess, oh, maybe this happened, or like maybe it gives the viewer more of like a creative hand almost. I like that more, but it seems like you like
the agree with you.
Yeah, I think that they're just so different.
They are. I mean, I'm arguing that what you and I both like is still in Joaquin Phoenix's The Joker.
It is, but I don't like the movie that much. I don't like the Joker movie because, okay, so the first time I watched it, I was actually really impressed. I think it was mainly because of the performance. I think Joaquin Phoenix does a great job. And I think that he's always been a good actor. He's great in Her, and he's a great actor. But I just think that the movie does not carry itself. I think it's really unoriginal, and I don't know. It's just, I was watching an interview with Todd Phillips, and he was just saying how he didn't really want to do like the comic book version. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. But then it's this whole thing about society, and which is also interesting, but I didn't like how he was doing like monologues about it. I just feel like it was too in your face. And mm-hmm. I feel like Joker, the character, has a tendency to be in your face, but not really in the way that Joaquin Phoenix's Joker was, if that makes sense. Like, the Joker likes to be in your face, to be threatening towards you, but not about himself. Does that make sense? And that's what I didn't like about his performance, and I didn't really like about the movie in general.
It really does depend on what you want to see in the Joker. For me, we've seen so many different portrayals of the comic book version of the Joker and the different versions in those comic book series that I wanted to change. And I think it really does hit the spot. He's not the real Joker in my mind. I think he's like a symbol of the Joker being from anybody. And that isn't just one single Joker. It's that anybody, good or bad, or, you know, it doesn't matter who you are in society. Any one of those people, if you've had so many bad instances in your life that it just hits you and it's permanent, it can really transform you into what the Joker symbolizes. And that's why I love that movie so much. Not so much because he does a good job at being the Joker, but because he really convinces me that anybody could be a Joker. And I really did appreciate that in this movie.
That's not to say, sorry, I feel like I was kind of harsh earlier. Like, the movie is good, but I don't think it's great. And I think his performance is great. And I think that's what's special about it, is because the other movies, or at least what I've seen, is the whole like, oh, you know, you just assume they're dropped in acid, Harley Quinn kind of thing. What makes the movie is that part of it, you don't really know if it's happening. And I like it, but it's not something new. And I feel like if it was more original, it would have really had a good impact on me. But I don't find myself thinking about Joaquin Phoenix's performance more than Heath Ledger's, if that makes sense. Like, I think about that performance, Heath Ledger, like, all the time. If I want to watch a movie, he's like one of the first actors that comes to mind. Like, I want to watch one of his movies, but I know that, like, I've seen The Dark Knight so many times and whatever, but it's, you know, like, I just feel like it's more watchable, even though he's more scary, in my opinion.
He is more scary, Heath Ledger, for sure. And I think part of the reason that I'm sort of leaning towards the new Joker more than the other ones is because I've seen The Dark Knight so many times, and that I've seen the other like Mark Hamill's version in the video game. Like, I've seen all that before, and they do really good job at being the Joker that I'm kind of used to it, and I just wanted something different. And I think that's why I really liked Joaquin Phoenix's The Joker.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's so successful. And I feel like there was super opposing sides about how people viewed the movie. They either really liked it or they really despised it. And I think it depends on how you look at it, kind of like what you were saying, because I like the Heath Ledger Joker, but I also think you have a good point. Like, we need to, you know, experience different takes on it, because his joke, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, is totally great. But because we're so used to certain characters, we have like this expectation of how they're supposed to be. So I think that totally depends on how you see it. And all these performances are good in their own way. I just feel like it depends on how you view it, what you're used to, or what you want to see. And I think
that's actually the reason why I didn't like Jared Leto's Joker, is because I came in with the expectation that he was going to be similar to Heath Ledger, or at least have some sort of resemblance there, or be just as good in his own way. And I was let down there. With this one, I learned from that mistake, and I said, okay, Joaquin Phoenix is going to give it a shot. I'm going to go in with zero expectations of what he's going to do with it. And I'm just going to have an open mind and see where it'll take me. And I think that's a good type of advice to have going into these movies from now on, especially with DC, because I've just been so disappointed with DC that I'm just going to go in with a completely open mind and not expect anything and just see where it takes me.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah, I'll never forget when I was watching Suicide Squad. I just was so disappointed. And not just about his performance, but the movie was just bad.
Yeah, so, the movie's just bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. And there's a second one. There's a sequel coming out soon.
So, oh, really?
There is, yeah. Suicide Squad. I think it's maybe next year, or the next 2 years. I'm hoping it's going to be good. But again, I have such low expectations right now that I most likely will watch it, but without any expectations, and just see how they do.
Well, that's why they're making a new one, is because, like, we were all just super excited about it. We were like, how can this be bad? And then we just all watched it, and it made a bunch of money, but...
It's such a good idea.
Yeah, well, it is, but it's just all bad. Yeah, so...
Yeah, they just did it, yeah.
Yeah. So, it seems like your favorite performance is Cameron Monaghan. Is that right? From Gotham?
So I've been like fighting myself at this.
Okay.
It's so hard to rank them because each one is so different. And okay, if I have to rank from the ones that we've discussed and from the ones that I've actually seen, so I'm not going to consider Jack Nicholson because I can't defend or advocate against him at all. So just looking at Jared Leto, Cameron Monaghan, Mark Hamill, Joaquin Phoenix, and Heath Ledger. I can't do it. I don't know. I really just don't know.
I mean, that's pretty valid. They're different. They're all really different, but they do a good job.
They all do a good job. I'm going to go with Jared Leto being the worst of them. And maybe that's not completely his fault, but he still is the worst from what we saw. Then I'll put... then I would say probably Joaquin Phoenix, then Cameron, then Mark, then Heath. Heath is still the best in terms of being the Joker. Like, with Cameron, right, from Gotham?
Yeah.
I think if they used him in a movie, he might just be the best one.
Really?
I think if they used him in a movie and they told him, you are going to be the Joker, and it's not just somebody who hints at being the Joker, I think if they gave him a chance, he would be the best one. Because he takes from so many of these different characters. The laugh, I think, is pretty similar to Mark Hamill in some scenes. He does sort of have a little bit of an origin story, or at least have some sort of incentive to being this type, which ties into Joaquin Phoenix. And he is sort of just as chaotic as Heath Ledger, or at least he could be. And he also does have that mobster type feel of Jack Nicholson. So I think if you want one person to be an all-encompassing Joker, and if you gave him the chance, it would be Cameron. He would do it.
I don't know how I feel about that. I also just like haven't seen the show in full, so I don't really have a good grip on it. But I mean, what I've seen is good. And I mean, I think you have a good point. He would be a good one on film. But I think that kind of says something about how we see at least like superhero TV shows, which we'll talk about in a second. But I just, yeah, hold on. Before we talk about that, I just want to say that my ranking, I guess, if that's what we're saying, I feel like, yeah, Jared Leto's, like, his performance is just bad. Like, I feel so bad, but, like, his performance is just bad, and
I think he could have done a really good job if they let him.
Absolutely, and I think he has a lot of great films, but this is just not one of them.
Yeah, this wasn't his fault.
Yes, absolutely. I'm just going to rank the ones that I've seen in full. So I've seen The Dark Knight, Joker, and I'm really impressed by Hamill, but I've never seen those movies in full. So I think it's just Heath Ledger, number one, Joaquin Phoenix, number two, even though I feel like they're very different. And then number three is Jared Leto. I get really hesitant about Joaquin Phoenix because just like putting him right below Heath Ledger is just so weird to me, because I feel like they're both good performances, but they're just completely different. I don't know. It's just weird to me.
When you say Joaquin Phoenix in his movie, he's not the Joker. To me, he is not the Joker, but he does such a good job at showing all the different characteristics of what the Joker could be.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
That's what I really liked about it. Like, he shows that anybody could be a Joker and everybody has a Joker in them. And I think that's what I really liked. But he is not the Joker, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So we were talking a little bit earlier about Gotham. And I'm just curious, this is a little like off topic, but what your thoughts are on superhero shows like The Flash or Arrow or Supergirl, just to name a couple. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you think the shows do them justice?
So you've known me for a long time, and I've always said this. I'm not big on TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen any of those shows.
Really? But you've seen Gotham.
I've seen like the first few seasons of Gotham.
Okay.
I mean, that's when like I was on break and I didn't have schoolwork, and I'm pretty sure I watched Gotham like the summer before I started medical school, and that's when I had the most free time. So now, and pretty much throughout my entire career as an undergraduate student and graduate student, and now here, I've always stuck to movies because they're short and they're, you know, you can watch them whenever you want and you don't have to see the previous movie or the previous episode to understand what's going on currently. And I've just always liked movies a lot more. But from what I've heard, the characters that play those superheroes in the TV series have almost done better than those same characters in the movies. So I want to see them. I just really haven't had the time, and I wish I could have. Watchmen, and I see that you have Watchmen written down.
It's so good. It was a movie. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
It was a movie, and I've seen that movie a long time ago. And it's kind of a weird spinoff on superheroes. I wouldn't really call it a superhero movie, but they use superhero-type characters in that movie. And I remember liking it a lot, but I don't remember too much what it was about. Yeah, see The Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, Legion. I haven't seen any of those movies or shows. I just haven't had the time.
Okay. So I really liked The Flash for the first two seasons, and the same with Arrow. Like, I think the first two seasons, then apparently later it got better, were like really good. I think they did a good job. I think it was really interesting, but then it just went really bad. Like, I didn't like it. I don't remember why. I just remember the storyline being super messy, and I was like, that's bad. I watched Watchmen. That's a limited series, and I feel like that's a positive because limited series have that short amount of time, but they cram a lot into it, and it can be really well done. And I think that is a great example of it. Legion is based off Marvel characters, and it's totally different than what we've ever seen. It's on, I think it was originally FX, but now it's on Hulu. And that one's another, we were talking about how, like, some of them are super artistic. This is, like, artistic, but it has a lot of deep meaning about existential questions, and it goes into multiverses, but not in the same way that The Flash does. I know you've never seen that, but it's super interesting. It's 3 seasons. I think it does a good job, but I feel like what's different is, I just feel like when I watch characters on TV shows, especially like CW stuff, I feel like it's super watered down, or the performances are just not, they're just not like movie material. Like, looking, like, I just feel like they could never be in a Nolan movie. I don't know. I don't like them as much as movies. And I recently found out that I also like movies more than TV shows. So maybe that's part of it.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're just, like you said, like more watchable. And I don't know. I think there's, it's just easier to watch. And I think there are some good series out there that I would recommend to people. And there are still shows that I want to watch in general, but I just feel like it's so much more accessible for me to watch a movie. Yeah.
Everybody gives me so much heat about not watching TV shows. And, you know, I'm usually the person that recommends all of these movies, and they always ask me about them. I mean, you know, like a lot of your friends and our friends from church, it was, you know, I provide like a list of movies that they need to watch.
Yeah, I do too.
I never say a single thing about TV shows, and it's for that reason. And they always, you know, they always give me heat about it. But I don't have that kind of time. I don't know how people have so much time to watch. I don't know. I'm just the type of person who likes to sit down, watch it all the way through, and then get up and do something else.
So before we wrap up, just one more question. What is one thing you want to see more of in films? In general?
Any kind of film, or like superhero films?
No, in general. Like, is there something you want to see more of in terms of like stories?
Or... Actually, yes.
Okay, what is it?
Yes, I do. I don't know how many people feel the same way about this, but actually this could probably apply to more than just superhero films. Anything that has a villain or an antagonist, and most movies and TV shows have that, whether or not they're superhero movies. I want to see the bad guy win. At the end of the movie, I want the villain or the antagonist to have their way. And I don't think many shows or movies end up doing that. The one that I could think of that does that is Sinister.
That's a really good movie.
Right, okay, but like take away the entire movie and only focus on the ending. And okay, this is another spoiler for those who haven't seen Sinister. And if you don't like scary movies, you probably never will see Sinister because, well, you're kind of a baby. But anyways, Sinister is one of my favorite scary movies, and I do like scary movies and scary shows. But with Sinister, in the ending, the villain wins. I mean, the villain, which is the boogeyman, he's called the Bagul. He ends up like possessing the daughter of the family, that like the main family throughout the movie. He possesses that daughter, and the daughter ends up chopping up the entire family. And that's how the movie ends. And I loved it.
Oh, it's so good. And I haven't seen the second one, but I totally agree with you.
I haven't either. I didn't know there was a second one, actually. I think, well, okay, I need to look at that. But I think that's one thing that I want to see more in films and TV shows. And I know that that's like forbidden in movies, is that they want the good guys to win. But honestly, I want to see the bad guys win sometimes.
Totally agree. I didn't even think about that, but I feel like that's more common in horror, though. I think that the villain or whatever thing usually wins.
Even in horror movies, I mean, there's Paranormal Activity, you know, something ends up happening where there's like an exorcism or whatever, and they move on and everything's okay. And even with The Haunting of Hill House, that's a TV series. That series, that's one of the few series that I have watched, and it's better than most horror movies I've seen. Not so much because it's scarier and there's like not as many jump scares or anything like that, like the traditional scary, but the story is just so good, and it's a thriller, and it really is like terrifying in its own way. And even then, there's sort of a happy ending. There aren't too many times where the bad guy wins, and I just want to see more of that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Well, yeah. Thank you for joining me today on this episode. This was a really interesting discussion. So
thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. So join me next week. Or not next week. I always mess this up. Literally always. Join me in 2 weeks with a new episode. Thank you guys for listening.